This is FIBA Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Matthew chapter 7 verse 12. Do back to others as they have done to you. Retaliation is what the world expects us to do. We are considered weak when we do not retaliate. Selfishness is in the nature of all human beings. But there is a vast difference between how the world reacts and the standards set by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ sets these principles in place. To love your neighbor as yourself, we read in Matthew chapter 22 verse 39, and to do to others what you want them to do to you. How do we live this out? We care more, understand better, appreciate others, value people, treat people right with respect, and most importantly, show the love of God through our actions. How do we not live these principles out? We discard people, have resentment, give unfair treatment, slander, gossip, and hate. The Bible teaches us to go the extra mile. The story is told of two mature men negotiating a misunderstanding between them. The priest tried to step in and sort out this problem. But the disagreement had seeped into their family and community. The priest talked to the first man. He said to the priest, "I've bent over backward to settle this thing. I've gone the second and now the third mile, but he won't come an inch to meet me." The priest talked to the second man. He said to the priest, "I've already gone the second mile and I'm not going an inch further." One man had come 3 miles, the other 2, but the truth is that they were miles apart. Two people will not be miles apart if they accept the responsibility one to another. Jesus Christ taught, "But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you." Matthew chapter 5 verses 39 to 41. Be kind to people. If an evil person does something against you, do not resist, but rather go the extra mile. In living your life, live above everything else. Let forgiveness be a way of life constantly. Accept the other person for who he is or who she is. There is a place for correction, discipline, and tolerance. But let a heart of forgiveness extend to the offender so we can receive the forgiveness of God. The question is, do you want to be forgiven 70 times 7? Then, out of love for God and people, forgive again and again and again. Forgiveness we humbly receive and faithfully give. My prayer is that we experience forgiveness in a real way and we will live a life of fruitfulness and freedom. God bless you.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164, +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.